Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Head Start faces challenges in filling available enrollment slots. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The local Head Start Center, situated on Running W Drive, provides a secure and cost-free learning environment for preschool-aged children from qualifying families. Despite its offering of a nurturing space for children aged 3 to 5 to learn, socialize, and prepare for formal education, the center has faced challenges in filling classroom seats. The Gillette News Record reported, Head Start, a nonprofit, extends free preschool services to children from low-income households. Children who are homeless, in foster care, or part of programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program automatically qualify for these complimentary services, according to Jessica Baker, director of the Wyoming Child and Family Development Center, or Head Start. Families meeting income criteria can also apply for Head Start, where enrollment follows a specific ranking system. Baker highlighted that a TANF, which is the Temporary Assistance for Needy Family Grant, distinct from the one utilized by the Department of Workforce Services, provides an avenue for children from higher income families to access the school. Additionally, there are limited openings for parents or guardians seeking to pay for their children's attendance. The organization can fit a 76-student roster, but as of Wednesday, the building that's normally filled by the time school begins in the fall still had 9 openings. Efforts to attract enrollments have involved distributing flyers, posting signs across town, placing program information and blessings in a backpack bags, and relying on word-of-mouth referrals. Despite these initiatives, the center, where qualified teachers oversee either a half-day or full-day program, remains under capacity. It's also proved difficult to fill staffing positions this year. Because the nonprofit is federally funded, it can't offer the same pay as other similar organizations like the Children's Center or the school district. For more information on the nonprofit, you can follow its Facebook page, Wyoming Child and Family Development, Gillette Center. City Comprehensive Plan Survey results posted for public review. The results of the City of Gillette's first comprehensive plan survey are in. A community comprehensive plan is a foundational document. The plan has 3 main tasks: to provide rationale for decision making, provide recommendations for policy and budgeting, and provide examination of the overall picture of a city, a snapshot in time today, and a glimpse of the future the community wishes to achieve. Over time, members of the city staff, elected officials, and the citizen group itself changes. A comprehensive plan provides continuity across all of those changes. It also creates a way for cities to be more proactive. One of the steps in the process was to create a survey for the citizens of Gillette to give their feedback. The survey asked 13 questions about key issues ranging from how strong is the education system in Gillette, is it a quality place to live for young people, and is it a good place to start a business? If you're interested in the results of the survey, they can be found on the City of Gillette's Comprehensive Plan webpage at plangillette.com. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.